Do Women Have to Remain Silent in Church? A presentation of God Questions Ministries. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 33 through 35 states, As in all the congregations of the saints, women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. At first glance, this seems to be a blanket command that women are not allowed to speak at all in the church. However, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 5, mentions women praying and prophesying in the church, and does not condemn it. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 14, verses 33 through 35, must not be an absolute command for women to always be silent in church. The context of this passage, and much of 1 Corinthians, is the order and structure of the church. The Corinthian church was noted for the chaos and lack of order that was rampant in that assembly, verse 33. It is interesting that no elders or pastors are mentioned, and the prophets were not even exercising control. See verses 29, 32, and 37. Everyone was participating with whatever expression they desired, whenever they desired. This included tongues and prophesying by women who were taking the lead in the services instead of being submissive, as God's word makes clear, 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 through 15. Apparently, certain women in the Corinthian church were out of order in disruptively asking questions publicly in the chaotic services. It is not coincidental that many modern churches that have tongue speaking and claim gifts of healings and miracles also permit women to lead worship, preach, and teach. Women may be gifted teachers, but they are not permitted by God to speak in such a manner in His churches. In fact, for them to do so is shameful, meaning disgraceful. Verse 35. The context of 1 Corinthians 14 is talking about interpreting and understanding the gifts of tongues and prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 26 through 32. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 34, is not commanding women to be absolutely silent in the church all the time. It is only saying that women should not participate when tongues and or prophecy is being interpreted and tested. 1 Corinthians 5, verses 19 through 22, 1 John 4, verse 1. This is in agreement with 1 Timothy 2, verses 11 and 12, which says that women should not teach or have authority over men. If women were involved in deciding whether a prophecy was truly from God, they would be disobeying what the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2. Therefore, Paul tells women to be silent when tongues and prophecy are being interpreted, so that they will not be disobeying God's word. This has been a presentation of God Questions Ministries, www.godquestions.org.